Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you, Almighty God, for this day, and I thank you for the blessing of it. I thank you, Lord, for the opportunity and the privilege to be able to stand before your people, your sons and your daughter. Lord, I ask you to come into this place, fill this place with your presence, Lord God. And I thank you in advance that you are here this morning. And Lord, I ask you to minister to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. What I'm going to be talking about today, I'm going to be sharing with you from the book. Let's go to the book of Mark. Amen. Let's go to the book of Mark, and that's where we're going to get jump started at. That's where we're going to go. We're going to be talking about he shall have whatever he say. That's going to be the title of our message today. He shall have whatever he say. Look at your neighbor and repeat after me. Say, neighbor, he shall have whatever he say. Look at somebody else. Neighbor, he shall have whatever he say. Amen, amen. What have you been saying? Come on now. What have you been talking about? Amen. Whatever you've been talking about, I submit unto you. Many of you right now are in that position that you spoke it into existence. Come on now. Whatever you've been talking about the last 2 years, the last 5 years, the last 10 years, the last 20 years, whatever you have said is manifesting itself in your life. So what have you said? The Bible says, he shall have whatever he say. Your words are very important. Your words are very powerful. Watch what you say. If you don't mean it, if you're not sure, if there's doubt in there, don't even say it. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. Because he shall have whatever he say. He say. And that's what we're going to see. And that's what we're going to be talking about. Go to the book of Mark 11, chapter let's start with verse number 22. And I want you to know these are days when we need to have our faith strengthened. We are living in an hour, in a time, in a day where our faith need to be strengthened. We need to have strong faith. We need to have faith that not going to turn loose because of the pressure. Hold fast to your confession of faith without wavering. We need to have strong faith because the way this world is going, the things that's taking place and going on now, it's going to take the faith of God to bring us out. It's going to take the faith of God to bring us out on top in every situation and every circumstance. It's your faith going to cause you to walk in victory. Come on now. It's your faith. It's not your husband, not your wife, not your friend, not your pastor. It's your faith. According to your faith, be it unto you. Come on now. Our faith need to be strengthened. If you haven't been exercising your faith, hey, it's time that you get aboard and begin to exercise your faith. Strengthen your faith. Well, how do I do it? Faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Come on now. You got to exercise your faith. You got to use your faith. Come on now. And here to get strong. You can strengthen it. But if you don't use it, and watch this out. I'll help you say, well, I don't know how to use it. Oh, yes, you do. When you leave the service today, well, let's just back up to the service today, right now. Just in your mind, begin to say, Lord, I'm releasing my faith that I'm going to hear something that's going to challenge me, that's going to stir my heart, that's going to provoke me to come on up to another level. Come on now. Release your faith that from the word of God today that you're going to be inspired. Just start right there. Release your faith that you can have whatever you say. Come on. Look what the Bible says in here. Mark 11 and 22. And Jesus answered unto them. It said, have faith in God. We have faith in everything else. Most people, a lot of people, and even some of the Christian, have faith in everything except God. You know what they got their faith in? Their job. You know something else they got their faith in? Their money. Their house, their cars. All of these things, they have their faith in it. But those things, you can lose them. It don't take but a second, don't take but a minute, and your world will be upside down. You can look at your cell phone now. Don't you look right now. You might be done got a text to say, hey, we don't need you no more. We closing down. We cutting back. What you going to do then? We need to have faith in God. If we have faith in God, we'll get another job. He'll open up another door for us if we release our faith and do the thing that we need to do. I submit it to you. He gave you that job. He provided for you to get that job. He can get you another. He can keep on doing it. If he did it one time, he can do it 1,000 times. Come on now. But we are believing in things and trusting in things, got our faith in all these other things that comes and goes. But if you learn to just have faith in God, at the end of the day, you'll be above and not beneath. You'll be on top and not below. Come on now. Watch what it said. Jesus was telling them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain. Let's stop right there. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain. Now we're not literally a mountain out there, a big old hill, a big old whatever. No, he's just using this as a example. Now, just think about it. If you got faith to move a mountain, all the other things you should have faith to achieve and to accomplish. But he's just using that as a scenario there. He said, he whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. See, there you go. Doubt. Don't let doubt come in. Don't let doubt come into your heart when you're releasing your faith. Doubt in your heart. But shall believe that those things which he say shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he say. The Bible says, the B-I-B-L-E said that. Not Pastor Pieper. The Bible say, you shall have whatever you say. What have you been saying? What have you been talking about? What have you been conversing about? Have you been saying, I'll never make it. I'll never get ahead. I'll never be able to drive a car like that. I'll never be able to live in a community that nice. I would never be able to do it. Well, guess what? Come on up here and get at the head of the clan. You got it. Because you spoke it. You said it. Watch what you say. Because the Bible says, he shall have whatever he say. Sometimes we be them spoken into existence. And then it's manifest in our lives. We coming back to that. 24, verses 24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray. Let's start right there. What do you desire when you pray? He said, whatsoever you desire, not your husband, not your wife. They're telling you that might be what they want you to have. That's what they want you to do. That's what they believe that you should be believing for. No, he said, whatsoever you desire. What do you desire? Yes. What is your desire?
Yes.
What do you want? What's in your heart? Watch this here. Whatsoever ye desire when you pray. When you pray. That desire, watch this here. whatsoever you desire when you pray, that desire have to, you have to have a passion for it. Come on now. You got to have a passion for it. When you pray, when you desire something, you got to have a passion. You got to have a passion that you want it. You got to have it. I need it. Whatever that desire may be, you got to be passionate about it. Whatsoever you desire. Now watch this. And the key here is that when you pray, when you pray, when you pray, I believe that a lot of time we just jump down on our knees and begin to pray. Not giving it no kind of thought, not giving it any kind of consideration that there might be something in us that gonna block us from receiving what God has for us. When you pray, if you got a passion for it, if you got a real true desire for it, we need to be serious about our prayer. And how do we get serious about our prayer? Make sure you don't have an ought against nobody. Make sure there's no sin in your life. How can God bless your prayer when it don't line up? Watch this here. When it don't line up with the will of God, when you got ought against somebody, you need to get it right. In other words, it takes preparation to pray. It takes preparation to pray. Because if you don't prepare yourself for prayer, that's a very good chance that you can cause your prayer to fail you. It could be your prayer could be hindered. Could be something out there blocking your prayer. Your prayer. In other words, when ye pray, you got to prepare to pray. You might have never even thought about it. Make sure there's nothing blocking. Because it's serious business. Because number one, that is a desire in your heart for whatever you get ready to pray for, that's a passion for you that you have towards whatever you're praying for. Now, if that passion is there, that desire is there, well, surely you don't want nothing to block it. You don't want anything to hinder your prayer. Now, don't go too far overboard to the left there. There might be sometime you don't have time. You might be in a situation, but there's something there. You might be in a situation where you might not be able to get all of this here together in everything. You know, a spoiled moment in an emergency, you might not think about it a whole lot. But if you got time, if you got a passion for something, if you got a desire for something, you don't thought about it. You've been meditating about it. So you do have time to get it right because you don't want it to be a prayer failure in your life. So when ye pray, he said, when ye pray, watch this here, believe that you receive them and ye shall have them. You got to believe it. You got to believe it before you see it. Come on now. You got to trust it. You got to trust God that number one, by you praying for whatever you desire and that you have a passion for, he's lining up with the word of God. It's God's will for your life that you have this here, that you walk in this here, that you receive this here. You got to believe it. There cannot be any doubt. Come on now. There cannot be any unbelief, but you got to believe. What you're praying for is going to come to pass. You got to believe it. that what you're praying for and that desire. Look at 25, and it tells us. And when you stand praying, forgive. That's when you make, that's the preparation for prayer. When you got something seriously need, when you got something that this is great important to you, this is something that you need to hear from heaven, you got time to prepare to pray. Just don't jump down and start praying without getting things together, without preparing yourself to pray, and preparing yourself to pray, making sure that this is the will of God, making sure that you don't have no unforgiveness in your heart. Come on now, because that can block it. That can block the pipeline. That can block the channel where your blessing gonna flow through to you if there's some unforgiveness. Those are what 25 say. And when you stand praying, forgive. You might have something against someone else. You might have something going on. They hurt you. They took the advantage of you. They did you wrong. And guess what? They did. But you got to forgive them. Because many times, watch this here, many times they done forgot about it. Many times they going on with their daily life, their daily routine, and you over here pouting. You over here mad. You over here holding grudges. You over here still upset. And they just, they on the merry-go-round. They on this the skyscraper, whatever. Just having a great time at the fair. Having a great time living their life. But you still holding something in. We need to forgive them. Yes, they took the advantage of you. Yes, they did you wrong. Yes, they lied on you. They did whatever you said, but you got to forgive them. You got to let them go. Come on now. You got to let it go. Because guess what? It's serious business now because you want to get your desire met. You want to get your passion for whatever you're praying and believing God for. You want some answer, and you don't want to be praying, wasting time when you know there's some prerequisites that you need to be doing. Come on now. Come on now. And when you stand praying, forgive. If you have any ought against any, that your heavenly Father, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive your transgression. We want God to forgive us, and he is a forgiving God. He done forgave us over and over again. Over and over again. And we're going to let somebody say something, do something, and call us to harbor that thing in and not forgive them and cut our blessing off. No, let it go. It's not worth it. I don't care how much you think it's costing you. I don't care how much you think that it's painful, it's hurtful. Let it go. Let it go, because you want the blessing of God on your life. You want to receive from heaven. Come on. Let it go, because God is a forgiving God. Just think about how many times he done forgave you. It will help you to release somebody. If you just think about the goodness of the Lord, how he forgave you many times, over and over again, and he's still forgiving you, you and I. Have that same type of mindset. Forgive. It's not worth it. That thing blocking your blessing, holding your blessing up. Let it go. Let it go. And we're talking about he shall have whatever he say. And I'm going to just show you. Turn to the book of Deuteronomy. Not Deuteronomy. Let's go to the book of Numbers. We're going to just see what a hinder it can be and what it can cost you when you don't, in your words speaking, he shall have whatever he say. The things that we say, how it can be used against us or for us. And whatever your mountain is, you got to just speak to it. Whatever your mountain could be, a relationship. Your mountain could be a financial need, a new home, a new car, whatever it may be. And the Bible says, he shall have whatever he say. Lord, I just don't believe it's going to be this way always. Lord, I just thank you, Lord God, that I'm more than a conqueror. I thank you, Father, that I'm coming out of this situation. I thank you, Father, that I'm going to live in this area. Lord, I just thank you for my new vehicle. Whatever it may be, it don't take no more effort to speak faithful word than it does unfruitful word, negative word. Why not just generate it into faith? Why not just keep saying it till you really believe it? You might start off with a little doubt there, but say it long enough. I believe your mindset will change. You'll start believing that you could have what you say. You could have what you say. You can have it. You can have it. It might not happen next week. It might not happen next year. It takes time, saint. Now, if you one of these instantaneous that you got to have it right now, microwave, maybe you ought to just wait. Because it don't happen like that. Go back and study your Bible that people waited 25 and 30 years to see the manifestation of those things that God spoke in their lives. And they believe it. Abraham, he believed for 25 years or more. He believed. Well, in other words, he was 100 when he received the promise of God about him having Isaac. It took him that long. But you know something, at the end of the day, it ended up, he had strong faith. He had strong faith. And he received the promise of God. Let's look at how our words can be for us or against us. Look at Numbers, verses 13. Yes, look at Numbers chapter 13, verse 17, 18. Let's get ready to go with it. It's going to be the chapter 13. Then we're going to start off with verse number 17. 13 and 17. If you got it, so praise the Lord. Watch what it says in 17. And Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan. Said unto them. Now I'm going to show you the difference between the two confession. One was what we're going to be talking about right here. It's a confession of faith. And the other one, going to be the report of faith. Watch this as it goes. It says 17. And Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan and said unto them, get you up this way, southwest, and go up unto the mountain. Verse 18. And see the land, what it is, and the people that dwell therein, whether they be strong or weak, few or many. Drop down to verse number 25. And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. Verse 27. And they told him and said, we came into the land whither thou sendest us, and surely it flowed with milk and honey. And this is the fruit of it. Look at 28. But watch this here. It said, nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the city are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of the Anakim there. Look at Now, verse 30. And Cana stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome. Now, notice that Caleb and Joshua had a different spirit. The other spies there, they brought back the Bible calls an Eva report. They brought back a Eva report. But Caleb and Joshua, they had a different spirit. Notice what he said right here in verse 30. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome. That's a statement of faith. That's a confession of faith that they could do it. Look at 14, chapter 14, verses number, let's just look at verse 7 for time's sake. Look at verse 7. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we pass through to search it is exceeding good land. Verse 8, and if the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into the land and give it to us, a land which flow with milk and honey. Verse number 9, only rebel not we, not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the peoples and of the land, for they are bread for us. That offense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. In verse number 9, two different times, he was telling them to fear not. He was encouraging them to fear not. He said, don't fear. That was a report of faith there. They believed that they could take it. They believed that God said that they could have it. And watch this here. He shall have whatever he say. And I want you to know, Caleb and Joshua was the only two that entered into the promised land. The rest of them, they died out. They wander around into the wilderness, come on now, for 40 years, four decades, and never did pass through. Joshua and Caleb was the one that entered into the promised land. He shall have whatever he say. My question to you is, what have you been saying? What have you been talking about? What have you been describing your mountain? How have you been looking at your mountain? I don't care what your mountain is. It's to you, yes, it's an impossibility. But if you can believe God, if you got faith in God and trust in God and get in line with his word, the Bible say, he shall have whatever he say. It's left up to you and I. It's left up to you and I. We have a part in this thing. It just don't happen because he said it. If we can get in there and tap into what he said and obey God, have faith in God, trust in God, believe in God, get rid of doubt and unbelief, he shall have whatever he say. He never said that it's going to be easy. He never said that it's going to be a piece of cake. He never said, but he could have whatever he said. If you believe God and trust God in your heart, he'll give you the desires of your heart. Whatever you have compassion. See, sometimes we be praying, we really don't have a passion for what we're praying for. If you seriously about prayer, whatever you're praying for and believing God for, you got a passion for it. That passion will make you dig deep. Our desire will make you go deeper. And you'll do what it takes in order for the seed to come to pass. He shall have whatever he say. In closing, I just want to share with you just kind of briefly here. just recent, where this year, this summer, my one of my granddaughters, she graduated from Stanford there, and she going to be a doctor, and I didn't know this, and she posted this on Facebook. She's gonna be a doctor and everything. And when I seen the post that she made on Facebook, it just really blessed me. And we talked Saturday night a little bit, and she didn't know, but I was preparing this message. But I seen so much in the post that she put. In that post, you know what it was? When she was 4, 5 years of age, her and two of her little friends along the same age, you know what they had on? Nursing, doctors, masks, stethoscopes around their neck. They were dressed up like doctors and nurses at 4 and 5 years old, two of them. And when I looked at that picture, somewhere down the line, she must have said, I'm going to be a doctor one day. 20-some years ago, she in medical school, starting tomorrow morning in our city, School of Medicine, going for her med school training. He shall have whatever he say. She had to speak it. She had to say it. It was in her heart, in her spirit. It was a desire. It was a compassion there. It was passion for her to go into medicine, to be a doctor. And here she is today. She's standing up there. She sent me a picture with a coat on, getting ready to go. He shall have whatever he said. She had to speak it years ago. And now she beginning to walk in that. Whatever we say, we bring it to full circle as times go on. If we've been saying the wrong thing, we got time to make some adjustment, make some correction, and just repent and say, Lord, I've been speaking the wrong thing. I've been believing in the wrong thing, trusting in the wrong thing, having faith in the wrong thing. But you said, have faith in God. Get back on track and believe God. Get back on track and begin to speak faith-filled word to your situation, to your circumstance. Guess what? You cannot lose. Guess what? It's a great possibility it'll come to pass. But what if you don't say it? You know it ain't gonna come to pass. You're not gonna lose anything speaking faith-filled word. And if you don't have the desire there, the compassion there, ask God to put it there. To stir your heart. Stir up that desire. And he'll guard over and he'll watch it if you stay focused and you allow your faith, if you allow your faith to be strengthened and increased, and he can have whatever he says.